savings during the January sale, only at your betting experts, Hooker's Furniture in the Ugly Little Red Building on Route 100 in Waterbury Center since 1889.
We are back and broadcasting live this morning at the State House in Montpelier. Governor Shulman's going to be joining us on the program on Friday. That's, I'm sure, when we'll really be getting into some of the more details on some proposals here. But we had him join us here this morning because got a big wind chill coming our way here. And I know there's concern, I would imagine, probably particularly about elderly people.
Elderly, disabled, folks who struggle to heat their homes. You know, this is really, we're used to cold weather in Vermont. It's January. We understand this. But what they're really talking about today is negative 30 wind chills, negative 40 up in the kingdom. That's the point where it's not just, hey, January in Vermont, let's tough it out. That's the point where you stay inside. If you go out, cover all your skin and everything that's exposed. Don't go running and exercising because, you know, it gets in your lungs. Really, what we're expecting is around 10, 11 o'clock today, you're going to see winds pick up. There will be snow squalls. It won't be huge accumulations, 2, 3, 4 inches, but it's going to could be blinding in terms of driving. So we have two concerns. One is keeping folks warm in their homes, warm when they're outside, well bundled up. But secondly, visibility is going to be bad. So there are a few things that you can do to help us all out. The first is good old common Vermont sense. Don't drive as closely to cars as you would in good weather. Have some distance between you and your next car. Turn on your lights in a bad visibility. Make sure that, as we all do in Vermont, we look out for folks who are struggling, who are disabled, who could be vulnerable in cold weather. This is the time when people start to plug in heaters and all kinds of things right. They wouldn't normally use, because all of a sudden that cold air is penetrating everything that you don't usually get penetrated in your house. So be sure that anything you use, generators, must be ventilated. Make sure that you're being careful with extension cords. You know, it's just good common sense. And most importantly, stay inside if you don't have to go out today.
Well, and probably a few extra hugs is probably
okay. Wouldn't hurt. And, you know, as I say, we'll go back to more normal weather in about 24 hours. It'll still be cold. But when you're talking 20, 30 below, 40 below wind chill, that's nasty stuff. So I'm just urging Vermonters to lay low, bundle up, be careful, and expect icy roads, expect bad visibility when you're driving, and really put on that extra layer.
Just a couple of policy questions while you're here. Any concern, any worry you have that tomorrow afternoon you won't be the governor?
Well, you know, I don't take anything for granted, nor should anyone. I do have a deep faith in Vermont's democracy. And, you know, I'm not the first governor to go through this. In fact, I've been through it once myself. First time I was elected, it was in a very close race with Brian Doobie. The difference is that Brian Doobie said, you know, I want the person who gets the most votes in democracy to win, and he asked the legislators to vote for me, and they did. When I ran for lieutenant governor, it was myself, Brian Doobie, and Anthony Polina. Brian Doobie came in first. Anthony Polina came in. I came in second. Anthony came in third. And, you know, Anthony and I didn't make the argument, hey, you know, between me and Anthony, those are mostly Democrats and progressives, you know, we got more votes than Brian Doobie, so, you know, vote for us. We said, hey, vote for Brian Doobie. He got the most votes, even though he didn't get 50%. The same has happened to many folks on the ballot in recent memory in Vermont. So, you know, we'll see. I do have a lot of faith in Vermont's democracy and in a basic belief that the person who gets the most votes should win.
I've heard some criticism of your use of the word paralysis if somehow Scott Moom were elected, and that this whole process here for the past month or so. Was that a fair use of that word?
Well, it wasn't directed at Scott Moom, and I made that very clear. My point is that, forget the personalities here for a minute, me, Scott Milne, Dan Feliciano, or frankly, in other races. If we move to a new system of democracy in Vermont, where, since it's common for statewide elected officials to get into the situation at one point or another where you get less than 50%, because Vermont embraces so many candidates on the ballot, it's not unusual not to reach 50%. If we move to a system where, instead of doing what Jim Douglas and Brian Doobie and Doug Racine and so many other candidates did, we start saying, hey, let's have two elections, one that tries to get us close, and then we'll run a second election, even though we don't get the most votes, to try and convince legislators to thwart the will of the people and overthrow the highest vote getter and get elected. I think it sets a very dangerous precedent for our democracy. Having said that, you would also be incredibly impractical. When I became governor the first time, we scrambled every single day to try to get the team together, to convince people to take jobs in our cabinet, to get them primed up for that, to teach them what their jobs would be, to write a budget, to do all the things that a governor has to do when they take over. And this is not directed towards Scott or anybody else. To expect to do that in 3 hours would literally paralyze our democracy. There's no way that you can put that team together in 3 hours and expect the state government to work.
Well, why couldn't you just keep all your people on and get people as you went along?
You know, my people serve me because they believe in what I'm doing, and they're really very much on the Shumlin team. And, you know, the Douglas people believed in the Douglas team, and they worked for Jim Douglas. It's unlikely that my team would see eye to eye with the folks that work for me aren't just sort of there because they're looking for a job. They're there because they believe in the mission, they believe in what we're doing for Vermont, and they believe in the way that we're doing it. So the likelihood that they're going to work for someone who believes that everything you do is wrong is just highly improbable. So it defies common sense. And all I'm saying is, forget all of us at this moment. Let's preserve Vermont's democracy, where we believe that the person who gets the most votes should win. And we give an incoming governor the time to put together a team, put together a budget, do all the hard work that you have to do to make all this happen. You know, government really matters, and governors really matter. And to move to a system kind of like, you know, a third world country where we're kind of picking folks out, you know, who don't even win a majority and tell them, go ahead and, you know, run the state. You got 2 hours to pull this together. I'm just not sure that's the way. I'm not sure that would be the best for Vermont.
Third world country? Really?
Developing country. Hey, that's how they do it. You know, they have coups and overthrow folks, and they don't pay much attention to democracy. This is about democracy. We, both Republicans and Democrats from the major parties in the past, have agreed that the person who gets the most votes should get elected. This is a radical departure from that notion, and I think we shouldn't take it lightly.
Maybe put these on. Take call 244-1777, our local number, toll-free 877-291-8255. We go to East Montpelier. Diane, good morning.
Hi, is Mark?
Yep, go ahead.
Yes. I remember you were interviewing Milne one time. I don't remember the question, but his reply was, you'd be surprised. That's not acceptable. I don't think that was... that's not the kind of answer I want to hear.
Okay. I can't do anything. I can only do something about the questions, Diane. The answers are all up to the guests.
Yeah, I don't know. That just kind of bothered me, that's all. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Stay warm out there in East Montpelier today.
Last question for you. There's been at least now three different pieces out there, either blog pieces or newspaper pieces, that say, in essence, you made the single-payer plan so expensive and so rich that you sabotaged it by making, as one person called it, a lead airplane. Can you respond to that?
It's just total bunk. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. First of all, Act 48 required us to come up with a single plan. We couldn't go in with two or three plans. This is what the law says. So we actually put forward the plan that we thought would make most sense in terms of coverage for Vermonters, which was the 94 AV. We also put in the plan exactly what would happen with a lower AV, 80%. And at the 80% AV, what that means to Vermonters is that basically, you'll pay 20 cents out of pocket every time you go to a doc. Insurance will cover 80%. So that's well below what many Vermonters enjoy right now. Now, the challenge we had was that what Act 48 said was, you've got to come up with a plan, one single plan, that creates jobs, economic opportunity, puts money in Vermonters' pockets. Our economist said that an 80 AV removes dollars from Vermonters' pockets because first they've got to pay the tax, and then they have to pay such a high out-of-pocket that it actually hurts them economically. So first of all, we couldn't have recommended that and been within the confines of the law, coming up with a plan that's better for Vermont, not worse for Vermont. Secondly, I thought it was a terrible policy choice. I mean, what's the sense of going to a publicly financed system if everybody's underinsured? And third, it didn't reduce the tax rate significantly. In other words, it didn't suddenly, you know, make the tax rates less significantly less eye-popping than what we already had. And one of the things that's gotten lost in this debate is, listen, fair enough to criticize us for coming up with a plan. Fair enough to criticize us for all, you know, the way that we came up with the plan. I get that. It's hard, this is hard stuff. Everyone's going to have different views. But to suggest that the governor, who is committed to single payer and wants this to happen more than anything else, wanted to come up with a plan that would crash, is crazy stuff.
Let's take a call from Moncton. And I'm sorry, who do we have in Moncton? Valerie, good morning.
Hi there. I had a concern about what Mr. Shumlin just said, is that the people on his team work for him. I'm disappointed that he said that, because it seems like they should be working for Vermonters and what's in the best interest of Vermonters, not just what's in the best interest of his agenda. And
well, of course they do.
I think that our legislature should be voting for who represents us and what our county or our towns voted for, not statewide, because they should be representing us. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Valerie.
I appreciate your point of view, Valerie. Let me just point out, though, that elections are about policy ideas, and each candidate puts forth policies that they believe in, and then their job is to go and fight for them, to make them happen. And we surround ourselves with people who can help us get that agenda promoted. So, you know, when President Obama gets elected, he has a different agenda than Mitt Romney. And when I get elected, I have a different agenda than the candidate that runs against me. So the point is, when you're talking about appointing your cabinets and secretary, they are working for the state of Vermont, but the governor gets elected to carry out the promises that were made in a campaign that the voters endorsed. And that's what they should be working for, the very best for Vermont. The governor articulates their view. They get elected, and they do what's best for Vermont based upon what the promises they made in a campaign.
Thank you for your time. We'll see you Friday.
Thanks so much for having me.
Governor Shumlin joining us, reminding you to use some common sense, which, of course, you can't legislate, right?
That's right.
Okay. You got to do it. So make sure you stay warm out there today. We'll take a quick commercial break. Coming up shortly, we'll talk with Representative Chris Pearson. We're broadcasting live today at the State House in Montpelier. We'll be here tomorrow and on Friday as well. Hope you join us at 244-1777 is our local number. Toll free, you can reach us at 877-291-8255. Back after this.
Hi, this is Brent Curtis, inviting you to join me tonight for Northfield Savings Bank High School Basketball. We'll be live at Randolph Union High School, where the Randolph girls host Harwood Union. Pre-game, 6:45.
Coverage is brought to you by the Vermont NEA and by Lenny's Shoe and Apparel. They fit you right.
Northfield Savings Bank High School Basketball all season long, right here on WDEV AM, FM, and streaming live on WDEVradio.com.
Okay, team, how are we going to make 2015 a banner year?
Boss?
What is it, Jones?
I know about a chance to make some money in 2015.
Well?
The Vermont Lottery has their happy $20 15 promotion. Now through January 10th, when you buy a single Megabucks ticket of $4 or more, you could win 20 bucks instantly.
20 bucks instantly, plus a chance to win Megabucks? Jones, that's brilliant. Happy 2015 from the Vermont Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Since 1972, Vermont Business Magazine has been Vermont's trusted business partner. The source, the scoop, the advantage. For over four decades, Vermont Business has been all these things and more to business people throughout Vermont and beyond. Vermont Business Magazine is the source of the latest business news, provides the scoop on who's doing what around the state and what that means for your business, and gives you the data and analysis that give you the advantage you need in tough times and good. Just the qualities you want most in a business partner. With multi-platform offerings, from our magazine to events to online features and updates, Vermont Business is the place to do business. Whether you're looking to reach your prospective customers through targeted advertising or to find the data and information that gives your business the vital edge, Vermont Business Magazine. For over 40 years, just what you're looking for in a business partner. For a subscription, call 802-863-8038 or go to vermontbiz.com and let's do business.
Hey, where are you and the kids going with your sneakers?
I'm headed to First & Fitness to use the $150 gift I got with signing up for a year membership.
First & Fitness gave you a $150 gift for joining?
Yeah, I'm using mine for childcare so I can enjoy my workout without worrying. Plus, when you join, kids 10 and under get a free pool membership.
Wow, I've been dying to get a personal trainer to help me get motivated. Could I use my $150 gift for that?
You bet. And lots of other great services, too. My friend Sue is using hers for swim lessons for her son. And my mom is getting her own locker and towel service. Or use your gift for TRX group training or dual club membership.
But isn't there a big enrollment fee?
No, First in Fitness lowered it to just $20.
I'm glad I ran into you. I'm heading to First in Fitness to join now.
Visit First in Fitness in Montpelier and Berlin and take advantage of this special offer, good for a limited time.
All right, back at the State House in Montpelier, and hope you join us on the program. 244-1777 is our local number, toll-free 877-291-8255. All right, we're going to have a little lull in the action here with our guests because as we speak right now, the swearing-in ceremonies are happening for the lawmakers, so kind of think it might be in the best interest of all of us to let them get through that. I would not want to be blamed for some representative, you know, missing the call here. So Representative Pearson will be joining us coming up shortly as soon as he is sworn in again. Our numbers on the program are 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. And you can reach us on our toll-free lines at 877-291-8255. All right, any reaction to what you've heard so far this morning? Some of the proposals out there, we've been talking about health care and property tax reform. Also, we delved a little bit into the world of carbon tax and also this proposal that's going to be coming up about a tax on soda. So maybe you have some thoughts and comments that you would like to share with us on that. You can reach us at 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. And you can also reach us on our toll-free lines, 877-291-8255. Hey, a moment of your time, a relatively new sponsor here on the program, our friends down at the Mud Studio, which is down at the old Camp Meade property. It's now called the Middle Ground, right next door to our friends at Red Hen Cafe and Bakery and also our friends at Nutty Steph's. And this is a beautiful little facility, nice sort of almost little house-looking type place. And there are some 40 different great artists in the area here who are displaying their works down there. It's also a site where you can actually build and construct your pottery down there. So if you're interested in doing that, you might want to check it out. But I have to say, I got some really nice gifts for Christmas down there. It's a really great spot. Every gift that you get down there will be totally unique because it's just that kind of a place. And you'll also be supporting a couple of Vermont artists in the process, too. So check it out. It is the Mud Studio. It's at the Middle Ground, which is right there off of Interstate 89, Exit 9 in Middlesex. And we encourage you to stop in down there. And even if you just visit, you don't necessarily have to buy anything, and say howdy to some of the artists that are working down there. We're broadcasting live this morning at the State House in Montpelier. Let's give a nice home radio for my welcome this morning to Chris Pearson, who's a progressive representative.